The heat has been building all week, and this morning the city feels like it's holding its breath. It's Tuesday, the 4th of August, and the forecast set up to 39 degrees. That's over 100 in Fahrenheit. I stepped out of my flat in Vinohrady at 8, and the air was already thick and heavy. The tram was late, of course, because the summer timetable is in full swing and half the lines are on diversion. I stood there on the platform, watching the heat shimmer off the rails, and I thought, this is the day to be sensible. This is the day to find the places where Prague actually cools down. So I decided to do the opposite of what most tourists do. Instead of joining the crowds heading to the old town square or up to the castle, I made my way to the Letna Park. It's up on that high plateau above the Vltava, and even in the worst of the summer, there's a breeze up there. You get to it by climbing a lot of stairs or taking the tram to the stop at the top, and the view over the river and the bridges is, frankly, the best in the city. And right at the end of the park, overlooking the water, is the Letna Beer Garden. I got there just as it opened, and I had my first pivo of the day, a cold half liter, for about 56 koruny. That's less than $2.50. I sat on a bench under a big chestnut tree, and for a while, the whole city was just a collection of red roofs and green spires below me. But I also knew I couldn't just hide all day because there was something I needed to check on. Remember I told you about the Prague Pride Festival starting yesterday? Well, the main parade is on Saturday the 8th, and this year it ends at Skvanes Island, not at Letna as it used to. I wanted to see the route, partly because I'm thinking of going and partly because the closures and crowds are going to make the transport even more chaotic. So I took a tram down to the river, and I walked along the embankment from the National Theater towards the island. This part of the Vltava is always lively in summer, but with Pride Week it's even more so. There are rainbow flags on some of the bridges, and the boat tours are loaded with people. But the heat was relentless, and I was glad to duck into the shade of the trees on the Slovenský Ostrov, that little island in the middle of the river. Here's the thing about Prague in this kind of heat. The river is the only place that makes sense. The water is a few degrees cooler than the air, and the breeze off it is a relief. I watched the paddle steamers go by and the kayakers, and I remembered that the Vltava is not just a backdrop, it's the reason the city exists. It's the trade route, the source of water, and in the summer, the unofficial swimming pool. There are even places where locals actually jump in, though they're a bit out of the center. By early afternoon, the heat was really getting to me, so I decided to treat myself to a proper lunch in the pool. I headed back towards the center, but I avoided the old town square like the plague. It's always packed, but during Pride Week it's even crazier. Instead, I found a place I'd been wanting to try, a small bistro near the river called Lizenska Fort Cafe. It's on a quiet street in Mala Strana, just below the castle, and it's the kind of place that feels like a secret. I sat in the courtyard, under a big umbrella, and I ordered the Denny menu, the daily special, which was a cold cucumber soup followed by a beef goulash with bread dumplings. That cost me about 200 koruny, around $9. The goulash was rich and dark, the kind of food that sounds too heavy for August but actually gives you energy. And the dumplings, nedliki, they're the real thing, soft, pillowy, and they soak up the sauce perfectly. While I was eating, I pulled out my phone and started doing something I've been putting off for days, actually planning the route out of Prague. The plan, remember, is to head southeast after this week, to follow the warmth into Moravia, to the wine harvest. I have this idea of going to the UNESCO town of Telk, and then further south towards Mikulov in the Paleva Hills, where the wine is, but I wanted to figure out the trains and the budget and the timing. And I have to say, looking at the map, Prague already feels like a place I'm going to be sad to leave. The thing that struck me this week is how the cost of living here is both surprising and predictable. The rent for a modest one-bedroom flat outside the historic center is about 22,000 to 26,500 koruny a month, which is still under $1,100. And a monthly transit pass is only 550 koruny, about $24. That's cheaper than a week of tourist tickets. But then you sit in a cafe and have an espresso for 60 koruny, and you think, this is a city where you can live well, if you know the tricks. After lunch, I walked back through Mala Strana, past the Lenin Wall, which is always covered in fresh graffiti and messages. It's a strange place, a relic of the 80s when John Lennon was a symbol of protest, and now it's just another spot for selfies. But I still like it. It's a reminder that this city has a history of using symbols to push back. And then I crossed the Charles Bridge because despite the heat and the crowds, you have to at least once. I was there at 2 in the afternoon, which is the worst time, honestly. But even so, the view of the castle and the river and the old town towers is something you don't forget. I just didn't linger. I moved through the crowd like a local, not stopping at the stalls, not taking photos, just getting to the other side. By then, I was cooked. I fled to the metro, took the line A towards Flora Station, which I should mention is closed for reconstruction until sometime next year, so you have to get off a stop earlier and walk. I was going to a place I'd heard about, a cafe in the middle of Vinohrady called La Boheme Cafe Specialty Coffee Roastery. It's on a street called Krimska, which is one of those little corners of Prague that feels like a village, all small shops and older couples and a bakery that smells like butter. I sat inside in front of a big fan and I ordered a cold brew. And that's when I finally started thinking seriously about the next stage of the journey. I've been saying southeast for a few days now, but I hadn't actually looked at the map. So I did, and I should tell you, it's not as straightforward as you might think. There's no direct train from Prague to Mikulov, for one, so you have to go via Breklav, which is a junction, and then take a local train. It's doable in a day, but it's a long day. And the same for Telk. It's a bus ride from Jihlava, or there's a direct bus on weekends. I'm starting to think the best plan is to rent a car for that part of the journey just for a few days so I can stop at the small ponds and villages along the way. The renting, though, that's an extra cost I need to calculate. I'll give you more on that next week, once I've sorted it out. In the evening, I did the thing I'd been resisting all day. I went to the old town square. I know I said I avoid it, but there's a reason I wanted to see it after dark. The astronomical clock is a masterpiece, but at night, when the crowds thin out a little, you can actually appreciate it. And I had a promise to keep to myself. I wanted to see the square lit up with a tin church behind it and just stand there and take it all in. It was still warm, probably 30 degrees, but the square was glowing. I wandered into a small bar on a side street, not one of the tourist ones, and had a final half liter for the road. It was a bar I'd passed the day before with a sign saying Original Czech Pub in Czech, and I thought, why not? I'm sitting in my flat now, with the window open, listening to the trams rumble by on the street below. It's almost midnight, but the city is still awake, the windows lit, the sounds of people in the gardens. Prague in August is a magnificent challenge. It's hot, it's crowded, and it's absolutely alive. I've had my registration done, my SIM works, my bank account is set up, and I've learned to read the tram diversions like a native. I think I'm as ready as I'll ever be to leave, but I'm also not in a hurry. There's still a beer garden I haven't tried, a view I haven't seen at sunrise. But the plan is set, the path is south. In a few days, I'll trade the castle views for the vineyards of Moravia, and I'll bring you with me. Dobry den, and thanks for listening. I'll be back with the next step of the journey soon. Until then, stay cool, drink a pivo for me, and remember, the best view in Prague is always the one you have to walk uphill to get. Oh, and one more thing. If you're coming to Prague in the next few days, and you're planning to use the trams, be prepared. They're still running on the summer timetable, which means longer waits, and the line between Ujesd and Lazarska is closed until the 10th. The diversion takes you around the National Theater, and it adds about 10 minutes to any journey through the center. And check the Lataka app for live updates. It saved me at least 3 times this week. Good luck, and have a wonderful time in this crazy, beautiful city.